The Warriors with a Sunday practice in Detroit before heading to Atlanta for Monday night's game against the Hawks in the middle of this five-game road trip. This is Warrior Sound. I'm Lawrence Scott, and the game in Detroit gave us the opportunity to catch up with a friend, former Warrior center and two-time NBA champion, Zaza Pachulia.
Life is amazing. Healthy, happy, still doing what I love to do, playing basketball. I'm with a great group of guys. And, journey continues. So that's very important to me and my family. And great seeing you guys.
When you reflect on things, it'll be March when the Pistons are out at Oracle Arena, but you'll pick up another ring. What are you looking forward to about visiting the Bay Area again?
Well, first of all, it's very disappointing that they put this game in March and not before that. I don't know, they're testing my patience, I guess. But of course, I'm going to stay patient. And of course, I can't wait to get there, even though we had a lot of games, so we had a lot of days to wait for. But it's going to be a special moment. I was thinking to myself, I remember when I first got the ring in the ring ceremony opening night, I kind of shared that moment with everybody. But it's, I guess I'm going to be selfish, and it's just going to be me. So it's going to be a great moment. And looking forward to come to Oracle again and see lots of people that I spent time the past 2 years and the employees and the fans, most importantly, so especially it's last year in Oracle, and they're moving to City next year, so it's going to be a special moment.
The day before the game, we talked with Stephen Curry about his recollections of a game from a decade ago in college that he played with Davidson against the Oklahoma Sooners, led then by current-day Pistons star Blake Griffin.
I remember a lot. It was the start of my junior year, I think his sophomore year, and I knew it was a highly touted kind of matchup between me and him. It was pretty highly talked about going in, and we were just excited to kind of get our new season going, but we obviously had a tough test going up against his athleticism and his skill level. Being in Oklahoma is a road game, so it was tough. I remember just in awe of his athleticism for sure, in terms of what he's able to do, getting off the floor, attacking the rim. He put pressure on us the whole night. I tried to give him a little something on the back end, but they obviously got the win. So it was a fun matchup, but I remember a lot about the atmosphere and the environment for sure.
And as you guys have progressed as pros from that time period playing in college, what in his game have you seen grow?
I mean, everybody knew how athletic he was, but in terms of just how he's evolved, obviously dealt with some injuries and things like that. I guess we both have that in common, but in terms of just expanding his game, he shoots some threes now and all that type of stuff, which is crazy, but he's just evolved and always, gotten better. A lot of people talk about how hard he works, and you don't come back from injuries like that without that type of mentality. So in terms of, like, again, looking back to the draft class till now, us two, in terms of what we've been able to accomplish and still trying to play at a very high level, trying to set the pace for that, obviously throw James Harden in there too. It's pretty cool to think back now that we're the veterans. So it's pretty cool.
Finally, a listen in to a friendly voice in Toronto. The Warriors' visit to Toronto gave us the opportunity to talk with longtime Raptors PA announcer Herbie Kuhn, whose powerful voice at Raptors home games is as large as his presence as a key part of Toronto's thriving basketball scene, which has led to some tremendous family friendships.
One of the benefits and blessings of being here so long, I've had the opportunity to announce for every player who's ever worn a Toronto Raptors uniform, and that includes, of course, Del Curry. Del and his wife, Sonia, became close friends of my wife, Stephanie, and I had the privilege of sitting here in this seat and watching Seth and Steph out here on this court as not quite knee-high, but a little bit taller than that. But I had the privilege of watching these kids shooting and jacking up shots here in the court and playing and chasing each other down. And so now for me today to be able to announce for Seth and Steph in the NBA is truly an honor. Del, Curry, one of the most incredible class acts anybody will ever meet in the entire NBA family. And his family is likewise. And I'll always be grateful for that. Whenever Dell comes through town, we always exchange a great hug. We've had lots of memories and lots of laughter together. And I'm grateful that friendship has persisted. And every time Steph comes into town now, he always sees me. Whenever he sees me, he makes a beeline and comes over and says, "Hey, Herbie, how's the family?" And he gives me a big hug. So it's really awesome to be able to watch those kids grow up. We'll be right back.